Pope Francis returned to Rome Tuesday evening after a two-day visit to Malmö and Lund in southern Sweden, where he joined the Lutheran World Federation in kicking off a year-long celebration of 500 years of the Protestant Reformation sparked by Martin Luther that brought about a major split in the Catholic Church. The Pope had two important events on Monday, October the 31st. His first was a common ecumenical prayer service in the evening with the Lutheran World Federation at Lund Cathedral, where the Federation was founded in 1947. From there, the Pope went to the indoor stadium of Malmö for an ecumenical event with several Christian churches. Besides the signing of a declaration of intent entitled Together in Hope by Caritas Internationalis and the Lutheran World Federation World Service, pledging to recommit themselves to working together in responding to the world's humanitarian needs, the Malmö event also featured five testimonies from around the world. They were Pranita Biswasi from India, Monsignor Hector Gaviria, Director of Caritas Colombia, Marguerite Barankitse of Burundi, Rose Lokonyen, a South Sudanese refugee and athlete, and Chaldean Jesuit Bishop Athuan Audo of Aleppo, Syria. Today we bring you excerpts from the two Asians, Biswasi and Bishop Audo. Pranita Biswasi is a 26-year-old environmentalist and social activist from Jaipur in eastern India's Orissa state. She spoke about climate change that brings about much suffering to the poor, saying those least responsible are the worst affected.
The majority of India's population, nearly 1.3 billion people, live below the poverty line. It is a country of contrasts. Extremely wealthy people, a fast-growing middle class living alongside millions struggling for one daily meal. We regularly face the disasters of climate, severe storms and cyclone leading to flooding. Prolonged dry weather brings deadly heat waves and droughts. Hundreds of millions of small-scale farmers who directly depend on agriculture as their main livelihood are severely affected. I have a master's in environmental science, but before then, I knew very little about the climate and environment. From my studies, I learned how climate change is amplifying extreme weather events and how global warming is continuing. In 2013, I saw my people drowning in flood waters. This was the super cyclone Filene. Thousands of families were rendered homeless and lost their livestock, food, and shelter. Then, in December 2015, flooding again killed more than 500 people and displaced over 1.8 million people in other cities of southern India. I realized the injustice which my people, or the poor people, were facing, and I became involved in advocating for climate justice. Today, my work as a youth leader in the Jaipur Evangelical Lutheran Church involves raising awareness, trainings, and projects for the young people on ecological and social justice issues. In India, climate change directly impacts the family of a farmer, and especially the women. When drought and floods wipe out the crops of the farmer, then mostly men, the farmer, commit suicide because he is not able to pay the huge loan which he has taken to boost the productivity. Left behind, the wife struggles to pay the debt and feed the children. In addition, many of the families lack basic services, while most of the women walk miles long of distance to catch the water and firewood. Climate justice is also a question of gender justice. For the Lutheran World Federation and its members, climate change is a question of stewardship and intergenerational justice. Today, I, a young Indian woman, stand before you, the Lutherans, the Catholics, and other church leaders who have had enormous influence as advocates for millions around the world, who are victims of the reality of climate change. The poorest and the most vulnerable are the most affected. This is injustice at the core of the problem. I urge you to increase pressure on the world political leaders to push for recognition of the legal rights to sustainable livelihoods for millions of vulnerable people left behind on the wayside of climate change in India and as well as all over the world.
Pranita Biswasi of India there giving her testimony on the injustice and suffering of our people brought about by climate change. The other Asian who spoke at the Malmo Ecumenical event was Chaldean Bishop Athwan Audo of Aleppo, Syria. He called on all Christians to join their voices in prayer and in pressuring their governments to stop the bloodshed and destruction in his homeland. The bishop, who is president of Caritas Syria, announced that Christian humanitarian work in his country would follow the motto, Become Christians Together, focusing on how serving Christ must include serving others, especially the poorest and the most needy.
As Eastern Christians belonging to Muslim and Arab countries from the Middle East and sharing a long common history of culture, humanism, and living dialogue, we cannot stand before you at this memorable time in history without having in our hearts and consciences the conflicts that our Arab and Muslim brothers and sisters are undergoing. The war we are living through every day in Syria, Iraq, and the Middle East makes us witnesses of the destruction of our common house and the death of innocent people and the poorest. The majority of hospitals are destroyed and 80% of doctors have left Aleppo. In Syria, 3 million children do not attend school. The physical and moral deterioration is read in every face. It reaches everyone, especially the poorest, and among them children, adolescents, and old people. School and universities are bombarded almost daily. Our sadness is seeing a rich and beautiful Christianity about to disappear. A deep sense of ecumenism, a lifestyle in which Eastern Christians and Muslims used to live together, getting reduced to fanaticism and distrust. Christian of the world, Muslim between East and West, people of good will, do not leave our beloved Syria to be destroyed and fragmented. I hope that the construction of peace and listening to the poorest may become the daily bread of humanity and divine inspiration for all religions and beliefs. Your ecumenical gesture, leading Caritas Internationalis and LWF World Service to serve the poorest in one fervor, gives us the necessary grace and courage to get through this grave Syrian crisis. Indeed, in Syria, from now on, our humanitarian service motto is Become Christians Together. For us, this implies a process of conversion to Christ and rejection of any reflex of exclusion on and confinement of our Eastern churches. With you, we want to break down all the ideological barriers and move together towards everyone, especially those who have been most tried by the war. In fact, religion should not be an impediment to encounter, but rather in mutual respect and attention to the poorest, whether Christian or Muslim, it should encourage us to defend the human values of dignity, solidarity, and seeking the common good. Dear brothers and sisters in faith, thank you for asking humanity to seek God's goodness and beauty in the often disfigured faces of the innocent and the poor.
That was Chaldean Bishop Athwan Audo of Aleppo, Syria, giving his testimony about the bloodshed and destruction in his homeland. Bishop Audo, and before that, Pranita Biswasi of India, gave their testimony at an ecumenical event with Pope Francis in the southern Swedish city of Malmo on Monday, October the 31st. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English service for Asia.